Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
And welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. As you can tell, I am not Matt Hankins. I am an even better Matt. I am the current and reigning and defending PWR U.S. Heavyweight Champion, Matt Sexsells. And let me introduce to you your normal host, the guy who writes for his website, WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Don't call it a blog. This is Jonathan Williams.
That's right. Blog is a four-letter word, Matt Sexsells, and I don't know if normal is the right word to describe me, but thank you for filling in for Matt Hankins, who should be back next week, but he was unable to join us this week. So much like the rest of the weekend, Matt Sexsells has stepped in to help out. And congratulations on winning the PWR United States title on Sunday.
Thank you.
I guess it was a. Is that the first time you've held that title? I know you've held.
That now makes me a triple crown champion in PWR. Yeah, that was the first time that I've held the U.S. championship. So that completes the trifecta for me.
Well, it was a weekend of first for you. You also wrestled for Monstrosity Championship Wrestling for the first time on Saturday at Art BQ. Teaming, I believe, also for the first time with Dynamite Soul Eric Walker and establishing yourselves as a new force to be reckoned with in MCW, even though you didn't have a whole lot of luck in the win-loss column.
Yeah, but it's you know, one day out of many. I'm sure the team of Dynamite Soul, Eric Walker, and Matt Sexsells will see a competition inside an MCW ring again, the newly formed Sexplosion tag team. It was a weekend at first because not only did I wrestle for MCW for the first time, but that was actually the first time I've ever wrestled in the rain.
That's right. Your second match of the day, I believe it was, and a downpour erupted during your match against the BFFs, I believe it was that time, wasn't it?
It was, which was the first time I've ever wrestled the BFFs.
And it was their first time in MCW.
It was.
So, yes, it was an interesting weekend for wrestling. Jeremy Vane, who was on the show last week, is now the Anarchy champion. As Matt Hankins likes to say, we make champions on this show because I think it's been very few times, if any, that we've interviewed someone who had an upcoming title match that didn't win the title or retain the title. So congratulations to Jeremy Vane. It looks like NWA Atlanta also had an exciting show on Saturday, which you can read about at hotlikelava.com. And what else happened? Well, I went to see Smashing Pumpkins on Friday, and I saw Raven, Johnny Swinger, and I'm pretty sure Scott Steiner was with them. It was a guy his size with a white and black beard that had a hat on, kind of pulled down low, so it was hard to tell, but there are many people his size with a white and black beard. So I'm pretty sure that was him.
I like to think there are multiple people running around that look and dress just like Scott Steiner. That's the world I want to live in.
Yeah. But I have a hard time believing that there is someone else that looks like him that went to that concert with Raven and Johnny Swinger. But you never know. It could have been someone else. Maybe it was superstar Billy Graham.
I totally believe that superstar Billy Graham's a huge Smashing Pumpkins fan.
How could he not be? And speaking of Smashing Pumpkins, I saw that John Malice, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago, will be wrestling for Resistance Pro, Billy Corgan's promotion up in Chicago, sometime soon. I forget the date. And he'll also be at WrestleForce this weekend, which is a big show that he talked about, WrestleForce Revenge, where many of the WrestleForce stars, the South Carolina promotion, will be taking on TNA stars such as Gunner and Doc and Crimson. And you can find that everywhere on Facebook, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like WrestleForce for the past couple months has really been building kind of a presence in the southeastern independent U.S. wrestling scene. So it'll be interesting to see what they do in the next several months, especially when you bring in names that big like they're bringing in from Impact Wrestling.
That's right. So, yeah, it's not a very far drive for a lot of people in Georgia. It's just over in South Carolina. So check that out if you're in that area. But tonight we are talking to someone from a little farther away from NWA Central State Championship Wrestling. He's the current NWA Illinois State Heavyweight Champion, Showtime Shane Summers. He's had many accolades throughout his career up in that part of the country. And the reason we're talking to him is because Georgia's own The Jagged Edge, who is originally from Illinois, debuted up there recently. And I believe Summers sees him as a bit of a threat, so he asked to call in tonight. And then later, we're going to talk to someone that is very familiar to Matt Sexells, Nigel Sherrod, as seen on TV, who is very well known as Rampage Pro Wrestling's commentator, but he also is the Georgia All-Star Wrestling Junior Heavyweight Champion, which he'll be defending on Friday, and he is wrestling on Saturday. I forget where, I'm drawing a blank, but I'm sure he will fill us in. But it looks like we've got our first guest.
He'll be at Peach State Wrestling Alliance this weekend. But yeah.
Yes. But yes, so we'll talk to him in about 20 minutes. But right now we've got our first guest on. This is Showtime Shane Summers.
Guys, how are you doing this evening?
All right, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Shane. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. I'm the NWA Illinois State Heavyweight Champion. How else would I be feeling? Come on now. Answer me. If you were a champion, how would you feel?
Well, as a matter of Matt
Sexells, I think every time I've held a championship, I feel pretty damn good. So I'm right there with you, Shane.
I always feel spectacular. When I wake up in the morning, I hear the Superman theme go off. That's how great I'm doing. I'm a superhero, and you absolutely know what I'm talking about. Come on, admit it. You hear the Superman theme, too, when you wake up in the morning. Am I right or am I wrong?
I do a little bit. I think it's more Batman, because I think I always hear the no, and that's the gist of my singing skills right there. I'm sure you're much better singer than I am, Shane.
You should go to karaoke with me sometime.
Well, guys, how are you doing? In Missouri at the date.
There you go. All right, what can I do for you guys? Obviously, you want to ask me a bunch of questions. I was told that you had a bunch of questions for old Showtime Shane Summers regarding this Saturday night in Swansea, Illinois, at the Catholic Knights and Ladies Country Club. So go ahead and ask me a few questions. I'm ready.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about that event and who you'll be facing? Because down here in Georgia, we haven't heard a whole lot about the promotions up in your area. So
you're in Georgia.
Yeah.
Oh man, I love
Georgia.
Georgia
Wrestling Now is the name of the show.
There you go. I tell you what, this Saturday night, Swansea, Illinois, the Catholic Knights and Ladies Country Club, NWA Central States. That's NWA Central States is invading the town once again. You got myself, the NWA Illinois State Champion, and may I add, the only Triple Crown winner in the Central States. I've been the Missouri State Champion, I've been the Central States Champion, and now I'm the Illinois State Champion. And to boot, I was the youngest Central States Champion of all time and the youngest Missouri State. See, I'm very good at self-promotion, just listen to me go. And I'm the youngest Missouri State Heavyweight Champion of all time, and on top of those two accomplishments, I'm the first Central States champion in 13 years, and I'm the only man to win the Missouri State title not once but twice in the same night. Man, I haven't said that much since I told my wife to cook me dinner. Anyway.
I'm blown up just from listening to you list off all your accolades, so I'm impressed.
Man, I tell you what, I've only covered part of it. But anyway.
Just an hour show, Shane, so we'll have to take it home.
I know, I'm just giving you a pamphlet version.
Well, Shane, are you defending that title this Saturday night?
that's where I was headed. If you let me, you told me to talk about the event. I'm just going right now. I'm just going. When you tell me to do something, I go gusto. Okay. I am facing Axe Allward. Axe Allward is from Illinois. He's been a mainstay in Illinois. As a matter of fact, I have wrestled Axe once before, and I barely skinned by the skin of my teeth for the victory. Now, I will admit it was a tad bit shady. I hit him with an umbrella. Yes, I said an umbrella. And I pinned him shortly thereafter. He was having a very rainy day. But anyway, this Saturday night's our rematch, 6 years in the making. He's going after my Illinois State belt. Not that he's going to win it, but he's going to try again. On top of that, you have the NWA Central States Heavyweight Champion, Evan Money Morris. As much as it pains me, Evan Money Morris is probably the greatest Central States champion, next to me, of course, that the NWA probably has had in the modern era. And he's going to be defending his championship against C.B. Cool. C.B. Cool is an Ohio wrestling mainstay. See, you know, NWA Central States, that's what I love about this company now. The National Wrestling Alliance is going worldwide. It's not confined. It's worldwide. See, Illinois is bringing in guys from Ohio. The time before, from Texas. But that's not either here nor there. C.B. Cool is the best Ohio has to offer. And he is coming in to face Evan Money Morris, the reigning defending Central States Heavyweight Wrestling Champion. That itself could be a main event on any card in the country. And then you have the Jagged Edge. The Jagged Edge. I know that you guys are probably well aware of who the Jagged Edge is.
Especially on this show, he likes to call in and do what we've come to know. What's come to be known as the Jagged Edge Drive-By, where he'll call in and spout off a bunch of stuff about whoever we're talking to and then hang up. So be forewarned, that could happen.
Let him call in, man. When I go to the ghetto, I drive a minivan. That's how Showtime Shane Summers rolls. Let him do like a drive-by right now. I dare him. Well, with that said, he is an awesome specimen of a man. I've seen him run over a couple of people thus far. Well, then again, one guy was called Johnny America or something, but that's neither here nor there. He is probably the top contender in my Illinois State title, more so than anybody. A lot of people are worried about the Jagged Edge.
Well, he just recently made his debut up there, right? Just a few weeks ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was quite impressive. I'll give him that. It took him, 3 minutes, I think it was, to defeat, I don't even know the dude's name, a Johnny America or something. But regardless, he beat him in under 3 minutes. And that says a lot about him, man. It really does. My quickest match wasn't no 3 minutes on my best day, and that's hard for someone like me to say.
How worried are you about the Jagged Edge coming after your title?
You know what? What would a normal champion tell you? Oh, I'm afraid, I'm scared. Nah, I ain't worried about nobody. The reason I'm a champion and the reason I have all the accolades that I have listed is because I ain't afraid. I've slayed giants. Butch McClain was 7'3", 400 pounds, and I slayed him in under 20 minutes. The Jagged Edge has the best chance of taking my title. I'll give him that.
See, I've been in the ring with the Jagged Edge, and like you said, I mean, he is a mountain of a man, like a lot of other giants we've faced. But the thing is with the Jagged Edge is he's, you know, to use a baseball analogy, he's a five-tool player. He's got speed on top of that size, and he's smart on top of all that. So what kind of strategy would you implore against a competitor the caliber of the Jagged Edge?
How do you fight someone who doesn't care? You have to stop caring yourself. When I was watching the Jagged Edge, I saw something in him. He's a man with ruthless aggression with little regard for the human race. In order to fight someone like him, I have to become a little bit like that myself. Throw caution to the wind and just go at it head on. He's like a train wreck waiting to happen. He's a train wreck waiting to happen. That's exactly what the Jagged Edge is. That's a pretty good analogy. And anyone in his way is going to get wrecked. But not when you're Shane Summers. He's in for a hell of a fight if and when he ever makes it to the match to face me. The mesh has not been signed. And I know, like I said a few minutes ago, he's probably the top contender because I can predict the future. I will face him at some point. I have no doubt. I have no doubt whatsoever. But I don't run on fear, and I don't run on what-ifs. I'm concerned about this Saturday night with X Allward. And X, chances are you're listening because you know that I'm on the program tonight. Bring your umbrella because I plan on hitting you with it again. Evan Money's probably listening. Evan Money, good luck because CB Cool's coming for you. And for anyone else paying attention to this radio broadcast tonight, the National Wrestling Alliance is the premier company in all of the world, and only the best come to the National Wrestling Alliance. With that said, I'm going on record to say this. Shane Summers, the pinnacle of perfection, the personification of manhood, is predicting, not in 2013, but sometime in the future, I will go after Rob Conway for the NWA World Heavyweight title. Oh, yeah, you heard it here first. Not the Jagged Edge. You know, I want him to do a, what does he call it, the Jagged Edge Drive-By? Is that what he calls it?
That's what we've come to call it because it happens so often and so fast.
Well, let's see if it happens. What am I on for? 5-10 more minutes?
No, we've got about 15 minutes if you want to stretch it. But you know.
I don't care. I'm here for as long as you want me. Let's see how long it takes for him to do a Jagged Edge Drive-By. Let's see if he'll do it in the next 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, you know, what often happens...
We sit here and twiddle our thumbs. I don't care what we do.
If he doesn't call tonight, we'll probably hear from him next week to ask
questions. Well, I won't be here next week.
that's another... That's how he does it sometimes. He either calls in and hangs up, or he just waits till the other person's not there.
Right.
Shane, you've done such a good job at promoting your matches and promoting yourself and promoting a potential matchup against the Jagged Edge, but I myself, like a lot of other people that listen to this show, are not going to be in Missouri anytime soon. Is there a website or a YouTube page or anything where we could check out some of these great past matchups and perhaps some upcoming ones yourself?
I'm glad you brought that up. See, you're a really good host. Yes, really good questions, because I was going to go there at the very end, but no, you brought it right to me. Straight to me. I like that. I respect that. There's only one problem. We're not really in Missouri. We're in Illinois. I myself am from Missouri, but it's in Swansea, Illinois. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Go to NWA-CCW.com for all the latest on the National Wrestling Alliance Central States Championship Wrestling. When you get there, you'll have the Facebook link, the Twitter link, and all that other garbage. You know, I'm not really a computer illiterate type of person. I don't understand the social media. I do better doing what I'm doing right now, calling in and talking. That's how Shane Summers rolls, man. I'm not going to be like a little computer guy and sit there and type and talk trash. I just do it verbally, physically and verbally. That's my drive-by. I'm going to call it the verbal drive-by. And then at Swansea, I might do the physical drive-by. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I do know this. I'm going to win. But I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll probably cheat. You know, like I've said before, you know, I'm a good guy, per se, as people would like to call me. But I'm not really a good guy. See, I was told once, and I kind of believe this, I'm a good guy with evil intentions. And I have no problem delivering on my evil intentions on the Jagged Edge. Now, you've been in the ring with the Jagged Edge. What was it like for you when you were in the ring with the Jagged Edge? I'm playing the host right now. I'm asking the questions. What was it like when you faced the Jagged Edge? You tell Showtime what it was like.
It's Showtime. It's a full-on assault. It really is, because you can't fully prepare for a competitor like the Jagged Edge. In 11 years of wrestling, he's different than anybody else I've ever been in there with. Because, like I said earlier, he's not just a big guy. You get in there with a big guy, and I'm a smaller guy myself, so usually you can, you know, utilize your athleticism, you can utilize your speed to be able to take out that larger guy. But Jagged, when you look at him, he's not what he seems. You look at him, you think big lumbering guy, but he's really not. So it was just had to make sure it was a full all out assault on him to, you know, chop him down like the big redwood that he is and try to bring him down to my size. That was the strategy I utilized. And the few times I've been in the ring, unfortunately, I don't have a win over the Jagged Edge yet. The next time I set foot in the ring with him, whether there's a title on the line or not, I fully plan on showing Jagged Edge exactly what Matt Sexeld has to offer.
What would you do if you were me? If you were 6'6", 280 pounds, how would you handle the Jagged Edge?
I would go ahead and go full on. I think that's, you know, the battle of the big men. That's what I love to see. That's a tale as old as wrestling. I want that unstoppable force against that immovable object, this, you know, big, ugly car wreck. Just brutal, just full on assault on that big guy.
So, like a train wreck.
Absolutely. Yeah, to go back to your initial train wreck. Absolutely.
Now, if you had a size 15 boot like Showtime Shane Summers, what would you do with it?
I believe I would, what's the Stone Cold saying, stomp a mud hole in him and walk that sumbitch dry?
Yeah, I'm not Stone Cold, though. I'm Shane Summers.
You are Shane Summers. I'm asking if you were
Shane Summers.
If I were Shane Summers, what would I do to the Jagged Edge?
That was the whole point of my question from the very beginning.
I'd go ahead and shove that boot straight up where the sun don't shine on the Jagged Edge. That's what I'd do.
If you're the man that walks around and says that he's brash, rash, talks trash, and could kick everyone's ass, how would you do it then? I'm giving you a moment to be me. Just a moment, only in an imagination wall that you could be me. What would you do?
I get to strap on the size 15 boots, and for just a few seconds, I get to be Showtime Shane Summers.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah,
I wish
you keep going.
I'm getting turned on by it. Keep going.
Oh, there you go. See, I wish there were two of myself so I could make love to myself.
Uh-huh.
You're very, very much a man in the same vein as myself. I like that a lot.
So you would set up some of the giant arcs to prepare for it, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Swim across the Mississippi, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do some curls.
See, I'm the one getting turned on now, Shane. You're going to stop that.
No, I'm helping you. Do some curls with some fat midgets while their little legs kick. You'd do it, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Come on, you're wearing me down. I'm not as excited as I once was. Stay with me.
Oh, you bet your ass I would, Shane.
Oh, you're doing it. You're doing it. You are almost the pinnacle of perfection. If only in imagination world you're the pinnacle of perfection. It's okay.
Oh.
I'll settle down now for a minute. I'll calm down. Now I'm back. You're about ready to explode once again. Showtime Shane Summers all over you. You feel that? That's what the Jagged Edge is going to feel. See how you're wore out just being me for just a few moments?
Those are lofty shoes to fill.
Oh, I tell you. It's hard being me. My wife, man. Yes.
I have a question for you. You talked about swimming the Mississippi and all that. And you said you can see the future. So just speculating, if the Jagged Edge does eventually face you for the title and win it and bring it back down here to Georgia, even though it's the Illinois title, would you ever come down here to try to get it back, or would he have to come up here?
Let me cut you off right there. I can answer your question. See, I can see into the future. I know where you're going with this. Would I come to Georgia to get my belt back? I absolutely would. I went to Ohio this past Saturday night and wrestled for NWA Ohio SEW. That's Sports Entertainment Wrestling. Fans, look it up. They're a great company. But anyway, I went up to Ohio, Marion, Ohio, to be exact, to face Evan Money Morris for the Central States title. That's a story for another day. But I went up there and I faced him, so I would damn sure come down to Georgia to get what's rightfully mine. Why wouldn't I? But unfortunately for you, the only time you're going to see me come to Georgia, if I am still the Illinois State Champion, which I'm not opposed to doing. Next question. Come on.
Well, it's...
Come on.
That's all I got for you, I guess.
As a wrestler, that what I always like to ask of other wrestlers is what drew you to the sport? Why are you in professional wrestling now?
I am in professional wrestling to be a champion. When I was a little bitty showtimer, my mom always said to me, Shane, You were born to be a champion. I said, how so, Mom? When you came out of the womb, you were already wearing a gold medal. I'm like, in what? In life. You were a champion from day one. The umbilical cord was made of 24-karat solid gold. Don't ask me how, but it was really made of 24-karat solid gold. So when I looked at professional wrestling, I said to myself, two men fighting in their underwear, that's a little bit odd, but I'm not against that whatsoever. So I climbed into the ring to become a champion and prove to the world that I'm a champion. I didn't want to go anywhere else. The champions are in the National Wrestling Alliance, the oldest sanctioning body in all of professional wrestling. That's where I wanted to be a champion. You know, I'm happy that I've been a Missouri State champion. I'm happy that I've been a Central States champion. And I'm a little bit honored to be the Illinois State champion. I mean, honestly, it's Illinois. Who really wants to be the champion of Illinois? But I sure as hell wanted to be the champion of Illinois just so I could say I was. You know what I mean? But I want to be the NWA world champion because there's no higher honor. I would like to hold that 10 pounds of gold.
Well, that's definitely.
I'd like to hold it right now.
That's definitely.
Don't interrupt my fantasy. Don't interrupt my fantasy. I'm still fantasizing. I would like to be the NWA World Champion. Just think about it. The same title as Flair. The same title as Race. The same title as Summers. Man, if any aspiring wrestler in the world would one day want to be the NWA World Champion, that's how they would go. Well, they would probably list my name first. But it would be probably, you know, those three names.
Well, if you become the champion, they would list your name first because it would be reverse chronologically, right?
Don't. 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 Put a twist on what I was saying.
Well,
it's
what I was
going like
to say
I
before
said.
Is that's definitely a title that has a rich history here in Georgia, so...
You mentioned all his names, and you mentioned definitely wanting to face the current champion, Iron Man Rob Conway. But if you could have any opponent, any former NWA heavyweight champion, it's your fantasy match, who would you face and what would the stipulation be other than the fact that it was an NWA heavyweight title match?
If this is a fantasy situation, right?
Oh, yes.
Fantasy. This pro wrestling.
Of any former world champion or could be world champion or past world champion.
Any past NWA world heavyweight champion, let's say in their prime, who would you
in
want to face
prime.
And what would you have the stipulation of the match be?
Let me think. I could beat them all. So let me think here for a minute. I tell you what, the one that really pissed me off the most was Cahagas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Why would you have a champion that you can't understand? You know what I'm saying, for God's sake? I don't know what he's saying to me. He could be saying, hey, you're the man or whatever, which I'm pretty sure he was. But if I can't understand what he's saying, I kind of want to slap him.
Out of that rich history, that's the one man you want to face, not Race, not Flair,
well, yeah,
not Dory Funk.
I liked all them. You know, I think of the now.
I like all them too, but if I had my choice, you know, I'd want to step in.
But the question wasn't what if I wanted to wrestle. It was what if you wanted to wrestle, Shane, not who
absolutely.
I would want to wrestle. I don't recall that being part of the question.
My fantasy book now is Triple Threat, me versus Showtime Shane versus one of those names for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship. So maybe the question slipped on me now.
But I didn't ask the question. Oh, that's the one you asked me.
That's a valid point.
I think so. I'm a college-educated man. I'm known as Harvard's toughest hoot, the pride of Boston Math. I don't know what you think you're dealing with here, kid. I ain't some Missouri redneck hillbilly hick. Come on now.
I don't think hick would have those accolades that you have. I think you've shown your intelligence.
You just won me over again. Give yourself a high five. Do it.
Yes.
Right now.
That's
right now. Right there.
Oh, there we go.
Dorky white guy high five right there. Awesome. All right. You know, guys, I've been waiting for this drive-by for a long time right now.
Yeah, I think he must not be listening, even though he has to know that you were calling in.
When you're the sensation of the nation, everyone's listening. I guarantee you he's listening right now. He's probably what's happening. And I'm just speculating here. It's not really a prediction. I really don't know for sure, and I hate to admit that, but I'm going to speculate a little bit. He probably misunderstood what was being said and thought I was actually in Georgia. He probably went to his bedroom, barricaded himself up in there with his dresser against the wall, and he's probably underneath his bed hiding right now. That's what he's probably doing. I ain't doing no drive-by today. Of course you're not doing no drive-by today. I'm Shane Summers, for God's sake. He might be ripped and cut to the bone, but Jesus Christ, man, I'm Shane Summers. Wow. I might be a born-again Christian, and I might love God, but when I get on a roll, man, I'm Old Testament all the way, and that's what he needs to remember. The National Wrestling Alliance ain't for kids. It's about grown men doing grown men stuff in a grown man's world. You know, I don't know, man. This Jagged Edge kind of, I don't know, doing drive-bys and talking all this tough guy stuff, you know. I do hope that he becomes the number one contender to my title. I would love for him to be the number one contender to my title, just so I could see for myself if he's as tough as everyone's saying he is. And now, I'm not saying that you're wrong about him. I'm just saying I want to see for myself, live and in color, in the flesh, toe-to-toe, man-to-man, fist-to-fist, if he could hang with me. I want to see it for myself. But let's get back to the show in Swansea, because I got to promote this and I got to get going, guys. I'm sorry. I'm about done waiting for this drive-by to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen at this rate.
It's just not going to. Nah, I don't still see it. You know, Swansea, Illinois, the Catholic Knights and Ladies Country Club, this Saturday night. Doors open at 6, event starts at 7. Ringside seats 15, general admission 10. If you get your tickets now, it's 8 and 10. So then it'll be 10 and 15 at the door. Did that make sense? Because I can redo it.
Well, I think, that sounds like a hell of a deal, too. No, that made complete sense. But go
really
ahead and get your tickets early. That sounds great.
That's right, you know. And I am the champion of Illinois for a reason, because I was the only man capable of holding it. I'll be there. Evan Morris will be there, the Central States heavyweight champion. The Jagged Edge will be there. The Sanchez brothers will be there. Don't know who the Sanchez brothers are, but they're facing the Jagged Edge. They might just be a couple of victims. I really don't know. I really don't care. But that's the matches. And there's many more on the card. But if you want all the information on the cards, you're going to have to go to the website. That's nwa-ccw.com. nwa-ccw.com. All lowercase letters. I got to throw that in there. That way no one gets confused.
Shane. Well, we appreciate you calling, and good luck this weekend. And if the Jagged Edge heard this show, maybe you'll get a drive by in person. But you can call back in and let us know what happens if you'd like to sometime in the near future.
Well, here's the deal: if Jagged Edge is listening, we're going to be in separate locker rooms. I don't come looking for you. I'm the champ. The guys wanting to be the champs come looking for the champs. You know what locker room I'm going to be in. Now, it's up to the NWA-CCW powers that be whether or not they're going to keep us apart. But you know where I'm going to be at. You know exactly where I'm going to be at. Jonathan, it was great talking to you, my friend.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
And the other guy, I don't even remember your name. So,
it was great
talking to you. What was it?
Matt Sexcells. Oh, he hung up. So we're going to go to commercial break. And when
maybe I'll have to travel to Illinois now. Maybe he's got a new contender for his title. If there's that little of respect that he hangs up on me.
Well, I don't know. He was calling from Illinois. Maybe he had a bad connection. But anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Nigel Sherrod.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling, and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with tonight's guest co-host, Matt Sexcells. And we also have GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com's Larry Goodman online. But we have two other callers. I'm not sure which one is Nigel. Nigel Sherritt, our scheduled guest, so I'm just going to pick one. Hello, is this Nigel?
Hey, how are you?
This is Nigel, so that leaves...
It's Nigel!
That leaves a mysterious caller. Let's go ahead and see who that is, too.
Well, the pot tonight, man, oh, man. Let me just say hello to my longtime, close, personal, dearest friend in the world, Mr. Nigel Sherritt.
All right, who is this?
Nigel.
You don't know that voice?
You got to know who it is. No, I didn't call in. I didn't expect this. This has got to be the greatest day on earth. I'm sitting midway between Waycross, Georgia, and Douglas, Georgia, and 500 acres, and a rocking chair sipping sweet tea a week ago. I never would have thought I'd be here. And then I call in tonight just to say hello and harass Larry Goodman, and I hear Nigel on the other end.
How about that? That's so damn masters.
So he and I, once again, in the same state, at least temporarily, anything could happen. This could be a magical night, a night to remember. Larry Goodman, are you speechless? I can't believe it.
I am.
You know what they say I learned over the past 3 weeks? If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
Well, Nigel, Larry, I think he's targeting you guys.
Yeah, I'm just gonna take a back seat and let this just walk in the middle.
I always thought this was Larry's show, but no. All jokes aside, I'm just in town visiting, and I wanted to listen tonight. So I didn't know Nigel was gonna be on. Nigel, hello, I miss you, and if I could hug you through the phone, I would. But I'll just sit back and listen. We don't have a good internet connection here, so you could throw me on hold if you'd like.
All right, thanks, Dan. All right, so Nigel Sherritt.
Right, what a surprise, right?
Yeah, we're off to a great start with this interview, huh?
Yeah, right. No, but hey, Dan and all that and whatnot. Dan Masters, ladies and gentlemen, he's always Not one for a loss of words, that's for sure. But, you know what I mean? He's kind of like your mom showing up at a party that your friends threw you. The surprise that you don't really want to see, right?
The only person I know that can out-talk Nigel Sherrod, so that's pretty
true. That is true. Although, you know, it's like you never know what angle the guy's coming from. But I appreciate you guys having me on the show. And me and Dan, you know, we get along. We've known each other for years and years now. And he's always wanted to rip me. So not really surprised. Just taken back a little bit. So.
All right. Well, he's cut into your interview time enough. So let's talk about you have – a busy weekend ahead of you. I guess these days most people know you as the voice of Rampage Pro Wrestling behind the microphone. But you've also done your share of time in the ring, and you are the junior heavyweight champion at Georgia All-Star Wrestling, which you'll be defending on Friday night, right?
Yeah, that's right. We'll be in Calhoun, Georgia at the National Guard Armory on Friday evening. I think doors or the show starts at 8, doors probably open at 7, somewhere around there. But, yeah, actually, your co-host today was one of three competitors whenever we crowned the first-ever Georgia All-Star Junior Wrestling Champion. Matt was there along with the great Mike Jackson.
That's one of the few victories Nigel holds over me. So enjoy it while you can.
That's true. And also over Mike Jackson, although it was definitely Matt that got pinned there. But it was a good match, and little joke there with me and Matt. But, you know, it was definitely a fun match. And last month I wrestled, ironically enough, Kevin Blue, and was able to defeat him. And, boy, this got really fun. But,
there's like three people listening right now that get that joke, so that's funny.
Yeah. Well, as are the case with most of my promos and things. But nonetheless, Lamar Phillips will be the challenger this time around. Lamar won a number one contenders matches last time, and definitely an interesting guy. He's been in the business quite some time, and should be quite the matchup between he and I.
Yes, and then Saturday you are back at Peach State, where you, I think it's been a little while since you've wrestled out there, but or have you been there recently?
Well, it had been about 7 months or so since I'd been back. I kind of took a brief hiatus from wrestling. I was just so busy outside of the wrestling world, outside of the wrestling bubble, that I took a little break, and so I hadn't really been in the ring, but they brought me back, and there's been one show I was gone to Nashville for my birthday weekend and stuff like that. So I missed a couple things with those weeks that I was celebrating that. But this will be my second time
back.
His
last match at Peach State was against Matt Sexton.
It was against you. That's right. That's right. And strangely enough, a victory, right? So that's it.
Oh,
wait a minute. This is setting up a feud again, bud.
2013 has not been my year against Nigel Sherrod.
That's right. So, I forgot about that. But I actually wrestled Matt there. And but I'll be back this time wrestling in a triple threat matchup. We had the debut of a French competitor. I forgot his name, but Zach Daniels is also in that matchup, who I'm familiar with as well. So. It's going to be a busy weekend in terms of being in ring, and then we roll around to Sunday, and, you know, there's Rampage Pro Wrestling for the television tapings and Warner Robins. So I'll definitely have my hands full this weekend.
So this is a Rampage weekend this Sunday?
As far as I know.
Okay.
This Sunday we're doing television. Of course, they have the Memorial Mayhem show. I believe it was the first weekend in May. But, I think they're back this time around. And it should be on RampagePoWrestling.net, some of the matches that are going to be featured this Sunday. So, and Miguel Rivera is my broadcast partner. So that's a matchup in and of itself.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably one of the reasons Larry Goodman called in.
Well, I mean, I was really curious to hear. Can we go on to a different topic for a sec?
Sure.
I was just curious, Nigel, because you've sat alongside a number of different people, Bill DeMott at Deep South, Lalo Gonzalez at Lucha Libre USA, at Rampage, Josh Wheeler and Miguel Rivera. I wonder if you could just take a minute and contrast and compare the various commentators you've broadcast with.
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, you know, for one, I would like to say, just like anybody that gets in the ring and has spent time studying and, you know, and putting time into it and doing it the right way, there's a sense of respect for everybody. It's not an easy task to sit out there, just like it's not an easy task to do a good interview. So you guys know that. But to call a show, and we do hour-long television shows, it's not that easy. You know, you have to keep everything going on and keep everybody entertained and not be too repetitive. In terms of comparing and contrasting, I'll say that most likely I learned the most working with Bill DeMott, and that's probably a no-brainer. Neil Pruitt helped me a lot there as well, produced a lot of the stand-ups that we did, kind of told me what to do, what not to do. But also early on in my career, John Johnson, who we really didn't broadcast for a long time, maybe a couple shows, but he was somebody that guided me along with Greg Hunter. Those guys, you know, had a great run at Wildside as the best play-by-play team, I believe is what they had, you know, called this up. But they were really instrumental early on in helping me out. But in terms of who my favorite broadcast partner is, that's so difficult. But honestly, I would say that the professor would probably be my favorite partner, who that was at Rampage Pro Wrestling. And he was like a Bobby Heenan type of commentator. I don't know if anybody who's listening got to hear all that. Larry, I know that you did.
Yeah.
And that was probably my favorite broadcast partner. But each of them have their own qualities. You know, Tim was a Bobby Heenan type guy. Bill DeMott was your I don't know how to say it. I guess, you know, he's well, like everybody else, they were color commentators, because I'm a play-by-play guy. But the whole being in the ring and being well-known and being a champion, you know, nationally and stuff like that, it was a different take. Bill was very rough with me. I always felt on edge. And anybody that knows Bill or has been around Bill kind of knows that he has an intimidating presence. So it was one of those things where you either learn really quick or, you know, he's going to point it out, which is not a bad thing. A lot of people don't like Bill because of that, but I always appreciated it because I learned really quickly, you know. I don't know if that answers your question or not, but that's kind of a brief way to address most of my partners, or a few of them at least.
Yeah, and I was wondering, you mentioned, you know, this Saturday at Peach Day, you're in a triple threat with Zach Daniels and a Frenchman named Romeo Vazirian. Do you know anything
right
about this French guy, and what the heck is he doing in Mount Zion, Georgia?
Well, you know, I mean, they've had people from parts unknown wrestle for that organization, too, wherever that's at. Just kidding around. You know, I'm not really sure. I haven't seen the guy, which I tried to Google to see. I always try to, you know, see what my opponents, if I'm not familiar with them, are capable of, and kind of what style they wrestle, so that maybe I can adapt to that. And especially in a triple threat match, that's not an easy match to compete in, just from a wrestler's perspective. I don't know. I don't know if he's wrestling under a different name. I know there's a French wrestler that's come out of WWA4, and I'm not sure if it's the same guy or not.
It's not the same name, that's for sure. I don't know. I can't tell by looking at the picture if it's the same guy.
Yeah, and, you know, forgive me for not being up and up on that. I just found out that it was a triple threat this weekend, you know, whenever they released the details. And so I really haven't had an opportunity to learn much about him. But from what I understand, he's, whoever he is, has been very impressive. That's what Shane Knowles, you know, told me, and that he was, you know, he was a solid competitor. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, Peach State, they always have a revolving door of different characters that they bring in. So, you know, it should be interesting for sure.
Well, last question. If you had to choose between just wrestling or just announcing, which would you choose and why?
Well, I'll put it to you like I do everybody. I think, and just career-wise, if you look at what I've been able to do as an announcer, the obvious answer would be that I'm a better announcer than I am a wrestler. In just terms of physical, and I mean, you can look at me. I'm not a ripped, you know, Batista or somebody like that, John Cena, whatever. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoy, if it was just one of those things where if you said, okay, if you want to be on the platform, a national platform, do you want to be an announcer or wrestler? I would choose announcer because I feel like I could entertain or do a better job for a long period of time being an announcer. But if I'm just doing independent wrestling, I'd really rather wrestle because, to me, there's nothing like getting in the ring and kind of being in control of the 400 people or 500, you know. At Perks, there was 1,500 people or so. There's just nothing like it, you know. So if indie wrestling is what I'm going to be doing, then I much prefer that because there's a bigger challenge there.
You've kind of had the opposite route of what a lot of guys do. I know you started out at the broadcasting aspect and then got in the ring, as opposed to see a lot of guys, you know, start out in the ring and then go to broadcasting. How has being a broadcaster helped you with your in-ring style?
Well, I mean, you have an opportunity to kind of sit there and see what people do in the ring and kind of see their mistakes. You see it up close and personal, what they do really well that you like. I know that actually getting in the ring has also helped me as a broadcaster because I can kind of reference that. And also, whereas I was in the business, yes, but until you get in the ring, and you know this, Matt, that until you get in the ring, there's some things that you do out there that you'll mess up. And most of the fans won't catch it, but there are a few out there that do. But as a broadcaster, I'm able to cover up sometimes when one of the guys might slip or not hit the move that they want to just right, or it doesn't look as pretty as they wanted it to, you know, things like that. And so I can quickly cover that up as best I can as a broadcaster. But, you know, Larry, you brought up a good point that I've had a variety of broadcast partners, and that's helped as well, you know, because I'm having to adapt. I've had everybody from Michelle McCool, who had never broadcast before, you know, to people like Bill DeMott, who had done hundreds of episodes of television. So that's been a help as well, you know. So, but to answer your question, like I said before, if it's just independent wrestling, much rather be a wrestler. I know that I'm a better announcer in terms of what I can contribute, especially longevity, and I just have a natural voice, you know, and an aptitude to do it. But I enjoy the challenge of wrestling. A lot more, because it's kind of like you've gotten to a certain level as an announcer, and at this point in time, like, I would have to go host SmackDown or Raw to really, or you know, work for TNA to really do more than what I have. So the challenge of wrestling is kind of is a little bit more fresh. It keeps me more entertained, you know.
Nigel, back to this weekend's events, I just made a connection. Both Georgia All-Star Wrestling and Peach State are headlined by main events featuring Rick Michaels. And the one on Friday is Bring Your Own Weapons match. what do you expect from that? Because I know they tried something like that at Peach State a few months ago, and it and it didn't turn out so well. But I don't know what the crowd is like up at the other promotion.
Well, Rick Michaels bleeds about as much as Ric Flair does, or did, I guess now. He's definitely, and he's got the blonde slash black hair to go with it. But Rick definitely is not afraid of that. Neither is Bobby Hayes. They're both veterans, you know. I don't know how long. I know Rick's been doing this 23 years or so. Bobby, easily that amount of time, because Rick said that he used to watch Bobby on TV, you know, local TV. So I would assume that no matter what the fans bring, they'll kind of have control over it. You know, I think they're both mature enough competitors to where they know how to handle the scenario. But nonetheless, it'll all be entertaining. I love seeing, you know, Rick Michaels get, I mean, it's no secret we work together, so and make gear at WrestleWear. So I would love to see him get annihilated, because sometimes he definitely gets on my nerves.
So if you were a fan, what weapon would you bring to get used against Rick?
Probably a needle and a thread. No, I'm just kidding. just carve him out, you know, something like that. No, so what would I bring? What would I bring? What would hurt Rick Michaels the most? I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, he's been hit with everything, which I guess is why he stayed in the wrestling business so long. I don't know. Maybe a straight woman, hit him with a straight woman. That might hurt. I don't know. I'd probably just hit him with a chair. That's always pretty brutal. But I think, you know, I've been in those kind of matches before, actually with Sugar Dunkerton. Larry, I don't know if you were there for that one or not. I know MVP was there, and he said that was a god-awful match, which is funny to look at that now, and you see how much Carl Wilson, Sugar Dunkerton has kind of traveled around. But that was an interesting time. Somebody brought a barbed wire wrapped baseball bat, and I just remember freaking out as he took that, swung it at my midsection.
Was that a CWE?
Yeah, Pro Wrestling Evolution.
When he was still Carl, right, at that point.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought, you know, and really, because at that time, you know, both of us were pretty green, that he would have gone on to do it. He did, you know. Well, at that time I was with Deep South, but definitely as a broadcaster.
You are absolutely right. I would have given no chance that he would go anywhere as a wrestler. That's absolutely right.
Well, and I mean, you know, and we've had that conversation, Carl and I have. I mean, everybody crapped on him, and he had more gimmicks than you can count on one hand, you know. But God bless him, he found something that worked, and that's why I always say, you know, wrestling. And forgive me, I haven't had a chance to actually see him wrestle. I've just only heard about the great things ever since he's kind of coming to his own. But I think, from what I understand, he's found a gimmick that connects with people, and he's able to do that, and which keeps him successful. And he knows how to work whatever he's doing. Knows how to entertain people.
He's really, really smart. Yeah, with the tried and true thing of pro wrestling, accentuating the positives. He knows exactly what to do to get himself over and make himself look like a top competitor. More power to anybody like that you know, has that drive and figure out what works.
I think Chikara really is a great place for him too, because of all the comedy and stuff that they do.
Well, you know, that's the key to it, in my opinion. Not, you know, and again, everybody's got an opinion, and I'm certainly very opinionated. But I, you know, I think that for sure that's the key, especially on this level of wrestling, on independent wrestling, which is a fine level to be at, that you want to connect with the fans. You know, I know people love work rate and things like that, and that's great. That's all, you know, fine and good. But wrestling's like a circus, and I feel like it's a nice variety show. But I could go out there and try so hard to do a million different moves, or I've gone out and get zero reaction, and then I go out there and just try to connect with the people and, you know, hug and kiss and baby face and all that kind of stuff. And all of a sudden, it's the biggest reaction you've ever had in your life. You know, so in my opinion, from my experience, it's about the connection. It's about making the people feel something more than it's about how many moves you can do. Of course, that being said, I would rather watch a Kyle Matthews match than watch myself wrestle. but again, it's different flavors of ice cream, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, we are just about out of time. So, Nigel, I want to thank you for calling and wish you luck this weekend.
And, thank you very much.
In both your matches and your commentary.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the support and allowing me to come on. If anybody wants any details about anything, I'm on Facebook. I think I'm the only Nigel shared on Facebook. So look me up. I've got all the posters, all the information on there. And again, thank you guys. Good talking with you, Larry, Jonathan, and Matt. And thanks for the surprise there, Dan.
All right, thanks, Nigel. And thanks, Matt and Larry, for helping fill in for Matt Hankins tonight. Next week, we'll be back on Monday at 7 as usual, and we're going to talk to Big Wood about the next Deep Southern Championship Wrestling event. And per Larry's suggestion earlier off the air, we're going to try to get Steven Walters on because he has a match at the next Anarchy show against John Schuyler, which I don't know how that could be anything but great. So that's all we have for tonight. Thanks again, guys, and we'll be back next Monday with Matt Hankins hopefully returning.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.